Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to Hour Number 1 at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As promised, it is time for some NBA news and notes and plenty to get into. Always a pleasure to have back with us from NBA TV, that of course is Jared Greenberg. Good evening, Jared.
How's it going?
Hey, it's great. All is good here. And of course, the regular season, it is quickly winding down. It's a critical final stretch. And I want to start off our conversation, Jared, with talking about the Portland Trail Blazers, because they really have overachieved all season long and exceeded expectations. They're currently sixth in the Western Conference standings. And I thought it was interesting, on Wednesday, the Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle, he said that he believes Terry Stott is the front runner to receive the NBA Coach of the Year award. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I think he's the runaway right now. I don't think there's anybody that's in his same stratosphere right now with what he's done. A team that I think most had bound for not just the draft lottery, but in contention for the top overall pick because of how much they lost from last year's team. And Coach Stotts has just taken a group of guys that Neil O'Shea, the general manager, has put together and found a system that works for them. And then, of course, they've been carried by Damian Lillard, and C.J. McCollum has been healthy and been in just an explosive scorer. And I think all of that adds up to the biggest surprise of the NBA season so far, and there's no question Terry Stotts should be the Coach of the Year.
Well, he has certainly done a remarkable job, despite the fact, as you had just said, Jared, he's had to muscle, you know, through this brutal offseason. I mean, the Blazers said goodbye to four of their five starters in LaMarcus Aldridge, Wesley Matthews, Batum, and Robin Lopez. I guess less is more strategy. Why is this working? I mean, you had mentioned Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum.
Yeah, I think that those two guys are certainly carrying them. I don't think that there's a player in the NBA that means more to his team than Damian Lillard. I certainly think he's motivated by an initial snub to Team USA, which now seems like that's been rectified. Didn't make it onto the All-Star team. But he's found a way to bottle all of that and motivate himself. And these two guys have, you know, listen, they're asked to do a lot, so they're taking a lot of shots. There's a whole lot of responsibility on them. And they've been able to take advantage of it. But I also think defensively that Coach Stotts has gotten back to some of the core principles that he's believed in that's made him a successful coach. And he's gotten some of his younger big guys in this rotation of frontline players that he has to buy in. And none of them outside of Lillard and McCollum are truly stars just yet. But they're guys who are playing the right way because they know that they ultimately can make a name for themselves playing in Portland.
McCollum and Lillard, who else has emerged?
I think of late it's been Murray Harkless. He's been a guy that's bounced around and found now a nice home and has found a way to really make an impact. You know, at different times there's been different guys. You know, I would think down the stretch here now that Gerald Henderson is healthy, you'll see him be that veteran leader, a guy that can defend, you know, on any given night. He can score 20, but I don't think that they're looking for that from him on a night-in, night-out basis. But every single night, I think there's just a different guy, from the Mason Plumlee to the Myers Leonards to the Noah Vonleh. Of course, you know, Ed Davis. There's a bunch of guys that, when healthy, can give you that impact. Now, listen, we're not talking about a team that's going to challenge the Warriors or Spurs for the top spot in the West.
Right.
It's just amazing that they're able to do what they're doing right now.
Hey, Jared Greenberg of NBA TV is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And Jared, let's talk some more about Damian Lillard. So impressive. Of course, in the offseason, he signed a five-year, $120 million contract extension that will keep him with the Blazers for the next 6 years. How do you think he has embraced the spotlight? Now he is the face of the franchise.
Yeah, I think it's something that he really wanted. You know, we had heard some rumors, and I don't know that any of it was truly justified, but there seemed to be a bit of a battle internally of who was the guy there, whether it be Damian Lillard or Marcus Aldridge. And now, whether that's true or not, the bottom line is it is Lillard's team now, and they rewarded him. He accepted the contract extension, and now he knows he's the guy. And I think, you know, one of the things I spoke to Neil O'Shea, the general manager, about a couple of days ago was that Portland is not typically your attractive free agent destination. So what you need then is an exciting young player that other young players would want to latch onto because they feel like something special is being built. And as I mentioned, you know, just getting to the playoffs is an accomplishment. You know, if they win a game or two, that'd be great. If they can stay in the sixth seed, they'll have a better chance, obviously, because then they'll be likely playing the Thunder or the Clippers, which they'll have a better chance of winning a game or two and still probably not winning the series. But what all of this is doing is building momentum for free agents to look around this summer when there's going to be a lot of money to be had and a lot of flexibility for Neil O'Shea to make trades, to make moves, maybe do some things on draft night, where players are going to say, I want to be a part of this. Now, maybe next year we're not talking about them again contending for one of the top two or three seeds in the West, but this is as organic as it's going to get in terms of just tearing it down, but not totally tanking for the lottery, tearing it down while also building a foundation and teaching winning ways where you don't have to break the mold from losing every night to all of a sudden flipping the switch and trying to win with great talent. No, they're doing it all throughout the process of learning and getting better and growing and maturing. And I think ultimately this team, we're going to look back in 3 or 4 years and say, wow, this was built the right way.
You know, you're right, Jared. They're growing, they're maturing. And Portland, obviously, they're in this major rebuilding process. But the one thing, too, is that I've noticed, I mean, these are guys that hate losing. They compete, they play hard, yeah. And they're playing with a lot of pride. And that's showing in this level of consistency that we're seeing, Jared.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said for a group of professionals to be told that you're not going to be very good. There's a motivating factor to that. Now, a lot of teams don't have the right avenue to channel all of that emotion and let it out. Sometimes you see it in forced emotion, and guys are playing, you know, too hard. And I say too hard because it's out of control. You find Portland most of the time, you know, a couple of nights ago against the Nets, a game where they blew a big lead, and Neil O'Shea said, you know, that was a game back in December we lose. But we're able to win that game now because of the poise and because of the focus and the game plan that we continue to follow.
So let's move ahead here. Let's talk about the Western Conference. I mean, what's been your impression so far? The Rockets, Memphis, New Orleans, Phoenix. I mean, these were teams that just did not play up to expectations.
Yeah, certainly. And then, you know, the Rockets are without question the biggest disappointment. Talk about a team that got to the Western Conference Finals last year, essentially bring back the same team, and now they're on the outside looking in, and not much hope that you think they'll be able to crack the top eight, which is amazing at this point. In terms of Memphis, yeah, they've played below expectations all year long, and now their best player, Marc Gasol, out for the year. So, you know, you're looking at a Memphis team that you wouldn't be surprised if they slip out of the top eight, even though they're right in the middle of the pack right now. Things are so tight when you look at 5 through pretty much 9, and don't count out the Sacramento Kings just yet. They're only a few games back out of the loss column. There's a lot of teams that are looking to take that next step, and with veteran teams like Houston and Memphis keeping the door ajar for them, it's going to be an exciting final 5.5-6 weeks of the season.
Well, the Houston Rockets, they certainly are a mess. How do you fix them?
Well, I think there's several ways to go. I don't know right now what complements James Harden. And I don't want to take away from James Harden because I think sometimes we overlook how talented of a basketball player he is. But I think at times James Harden needs to embrace the team game a little more. He does so much for a team. But while doing that, it often leaves the four other guys in the court kind of standing out there in the cold by themselves. And, you know, he gets a lot of assists, but a lot of those assists are sometimes misleading. I just think James Harden has the talent to be a phenomenal basketball player. I just don't know with the style he's playing right now if he is capable of being a number one guy in a team that wins a title. I think that they are going to have to really take a good look in the mirror this offseason, figure out which system and style is best for them, make sure they bring in those right players because, you know, think about some of the additions they brought in. Dwight Howard and James Harden doesn't make sense. Ty Lawson and James Harden never made sense. I never understood that. So they're going to have to start to bring in guys that complement Harden and that Harden embraces and is willing to be a part of a successful team here.
NBA TV, Jared Greenberg has been with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Always a pleasure to catch up. Thanks so much, Jared, for joining us.
Oh, you got it. Anytime.
You bet. Much more straight ahead in hour number one at YSR. Stay close.